Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith, and hope. Discover more interviews at openhousecommunity.com.au.
When journalist Dan Wooding followed the plight of American student Otto Warmbier in North Korea, it brought back some chilling memories for him. Otto Warmbier was sentenced in 2015 to 15 years hard labor in North Korea after being accused of stealing a propaganda poster from his hotel lobby. During his time in North Korean detention, something happened, and Otto was returned to his family this year in the United States with severe brain damage in what doctors described as a state of unresponsive wakefulness. He died not long after. North Korea had claimed his condition was caused by botulism, food poisoning, and a sleeping pill, but no one is buying that story. Well, as I mentioned, the tragic story of Otto Warmbier echoed strongly for journalist Dan Wooding, who a generation ago visited exactly the same hotel in very similar circumstances.
Well, I was invited to go as part of a delegation after the death of Kim Il-sung. Kim Il-sung was the man that started the Korean War. He was the founder of North Korea, a very strange guy. I don't know whether he was as strange as his grandson, Kim Jong-un, the present guy. He certainly wouldn't approve of his haircut. But what happened was that a Christian friend of mine, his name was David Cho. He was born in North Korea. He had an extraordinary story to tell. He was born in the same village as Kim Il-sung, and he knew Kim Il-sung as a kid, and Kim Il-sung used to sit on his mum's lap and would be taught Bible stories. And for a while, he followed Christ, and then as he was being brainwashed, he went to Moscow, and he changed from a Paul to a Saul and started attacking the church. Well, in later life, this man, David Cho, managed to get a message to Kim Il-sung about that he knew his mum. And shortly before his death, Kim Il-sung was having dreams and visions. And in these visions, he could see himself sitting on his mum's lap, being taught the Bible. So David Cho would sit down with him in Pyongyang, the capital, and share the gospel with him.
Goodness.
Even arranged for Billy Graham and Jimmy Carter to go over to North Korea.
Yes.
And then he died, and I was allowed, as part of a very small delegation of Christians, to get into North Korea to report for the UPI radio network in Washington, D.C. And when we arrived at the hotel there, I noticed as one of the doors opened, you know, we were checking in. There were only 10 people in the whole huge hotel,
right.
49 stories, twin towers, and just 10 people. But I noticed a door open, and I could see men wearing headphones, and obviously they were recording something. And so we began to realize that maybe our room would be bugged. Every day we would be sent to a table in this huge dining room, but we would always have to sit at the same table. So we assumed that we were being listened to.
Yes, and I gather you had people minding you. The people who were showing you around were at the same time peppering you with questions.
They were, yes. And you
what sorts of questions were they?
Well, what do you think of Bush? What do you think of Margaret Thatcher, et cetera, et cetera?
Right.
And as the week went on, I became a little bit more daring with some of my stories, and I thought, well, they can arrest me. And
you mean the stories you were sending home for UPI, the press agency?
Yes. What would happen was the UPI man from Beijing would call me, and then he would record it, and we had a little code. I would say hello to Bill's mother in Amarillo, which meant do not ask any questions, just take the recording.
Yeah.
And so I started very mildly to start with, and then got more and more critical. And in one of them, I did a story on us visiting a film studio, and it was peppered, or it was pasted, with all these different signs from Kim Jong-il, the son of Kim Il-sung. And I asked the minder, well, what are these great sayings say? And one of them, he said, and he seemed very proud of this, it was, when you turn your camera on, don't forget to put film in it. and they seemed to think that was almost spiritual. So I did a story on how ludicrous this was.
Oh, yeah.
And then another day we were taken to a church, and we weren't sure whether the church was a legit church or whether they were all actors. But I did a story on that, you know, trying to figure out whether there really were real churches in North Korea.
Yes.
We went to the DMZ, and I did a story on the fact that we were shown around an anti-American museum, and the guide said to us that America had started the Korean War, and we were shown pictures of Americans supposedly slaughtering North Koreans. And so every day I began to think, I'm really pushing my luck here. And I would, every time somebody came towards me, I thought, oh, no, they're going to arrest me. But amazingly, we got out of North Korea. But I then discovered that this poor guy, Otto, who's just died, he was arrested in the same hotel that I was in. And so I thank the Lord that he spared me that time.
When you travel as a journalist in those sorts of situations, you know you're going to be used to deliver propaganda messages back home. That's, in one sense, the reason that they have offered you the time to be there and the reason they shepherd you around. So all journalists understand that. And yet I know people have been in North Korea, not as journalists, who also have been used for propaganda purposes, stories in the local paper about their supposed support of the regime and so on. Is it just a place that the foolhardy shouldn't go?
Well, yeah, unless you're a basketball player like Dennis Rodman, who seems to enjoy going there and, you know, taking part in basketball practices for Kim Jong-un, but anyone else at the moment, I think it would be dangerous. If I'd have realized at the time that I was really, you know, risking everything by doing some of these stories, maybe I wouldn't have done them. But that was a few years ago, and I'm a little older now and hopefully a little bit more sensible.